Time to talk about the region's business news, and for that, we bring in Sonia Sorich, digital editor at the Sacramento Business Journal. Hey, Sonia.
Hey, Steve.
The U.S. Supreme Court ruled yesterday that states can force online shoppers to pay sales tax. Any idea how that might affect California businesses?
Well, I think everybody's sort of registering this newest update. This has been something that's been in the news for a while, and it will be interesting to see how this pans out, especially as retail is changing.
Speaking of retail changing, Toys R Us is going through bankruptcy liquidation, and for at least one of those store sites in the Sacramento area, looks like there's a new future in the works.
A furniture store called Scandinavian Designs has submitted the winning bid for the location in Elk Grove. Now, documents filed as part of the Toys R Us bankruptcy liquidation show that the furniture retailer submitted the winning bid for the store, which is on Bond Road in Elk Grove. If you're not familiar with Scandinavian Designs, the store has been called a higher-priced version of the popular furniture retailer IKEA.
Well, what about the other Toys R Us spaces in the area? Do we know anything yet about what's lined up to fill those spots?
Well, that's unclear. There are Toys R Us stores in a fair number of well-known places, including Roseville, Citrus Heights, Arden Way, and the Folsom Outlets. And Babies R Us, which also has a local presence, is closing its stores. You'll find Babies R Us sites in Folsom, which closed last year, and there's also one in Roseville. Now, in general, these are pretty large retail spaces. The Elk Grove site, which is a Toys R Us and Babies R Us location, is nearly 50,000 square feet.
This is sort of an ongoing story because we've talked before about the challenges that come with filling these big retail spaces. And I guess a good example of that would be in Davis, the former Whole Foods space.
Yeah, we recently wrote a story updating our readers on the space. Whole Foods Market closed its location in the Davis Commons Shopping Center in early 2017, and that spot is still empty. Now, Whole Foods has continued to pay the lease on the 22,000 square foot space while looking for another tenant to sublease the spot. Fulcrum Property, the owner of the center, has final approval rights on subleases in the center, and apparently none of the proposed tenants so far have fit the character of that Davis Center.
So with retail changing so quickly, what kinds of businesses could be a good fit for these open spots?
Well, a broker working on the Davis space said it could be a good place for an entertainment center with amenities such as bowling and a tap room. He also suggested, though, that there aren't too many robust categories of retail right now. When we talk about retail growth, it usually involves entertainment businesses or fitness businesses.
Well, yeah, it seems like there are definitely a lot of gyms and yoga studios and other fitness businesses around. There's also this thing happening this weekend. It's an event called Fit Crawl. It's supposed to be sort of like a bar crawl, but instead of going from bar to bar, you go from fitness studio to fitness studio. And actually, you've done this before, right?
Yes, a little humble brag here. I'm proud to say that I have participated in every local Fit Crawl since the event launched in 2016. Now, this event series is designed to showcase local fitness studios, and it focuses largely on concepts that are smaller than big box gyms. Saturday's Fit Crawl will include Cycle Life, Union Boxing and Power Yoga, and Sacramento Eco Fitness.
So fitness-related businesses are growing really quickly. Are these local studios facing any new challenges?
Well, that's a good question. Big box gyms don't necessarily pose a threat to these smaller locally owned fitness studios. The founder of the local Fit Crawl event series told me it's actually common for people to visit both large big box gyms and smaller concepts. Now, that makes sense. Big box gyms have amenities such as childcare, while these local boutique concepts have perks such as a sense of community and small classes. And one more interesting thing, the Fit Crawl's founder also told me that as the fitness scene grows, salaries are becoming more competitive for local fitness professionals.
Well, before we wrap it up, I wanted to ask you about this new business plan in Southland Park that will cater to both lovers of beer and dogs.
Yes, this business called Mutts and Mugs is in the early planning stages at 6622 Freeport Boulevard. It would combine an outdoor, off-leash dog park with a restaurant and tap room. It could open next spring.
Thanks, Sonia.
Thank you.
There's more business news at capradio.org/business. This is Capital Public Radio.